Hey guys, we got a lot to cover this session in step one of Beginning Steps, a growth guide for new believers. So let's get right to it. Step one, be sure of your salvation. God wants you to know for sure that you have eternal life. Eternal life is not based on your feelings, but on the facts found in the Bible. If you can imagine as an illustration a train, a locomotive that has the word fact on it. Right behind that locomotive is a car that has faith. And right behind that car is a caboose that has the word feeling. And so your faith in the facts of the gospel of Jesus Christ drives your feelings. But your salvation does not depend on your feelings. Here's one thing that you can know for sure. Your assurance is based on the Word of God. The Bible says in John 3:16 and in 1 John 5:11 through 13 that God wants you to know that you have eternal life. Let's read these verses and underline them in your Bible. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life." 1 John 5, verses 11 through 13, the Bible says, "And this is the testimony. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life." So your assurance is based on the Word of God. Number two, your assurance is based on the promises of God. What are the promises found in the following two verses? Romans chapter 10, verse 9 says this, "That if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved." And John chapter 5, verse 24 says, Jesus says, "I tell you the truth, whoever hears my word and believes Him who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned. He has crossed over from death to life." So your assurance is based on the Word of God. And number two, your assurance is based on the promises of God. Number three, your assurance is based on the character of God. You know, a promise is only as reliable as the person who makes it. That is why the assurance of your salvation rests on God's character. What do these verses teach you about His character? 1 Corinthians 1:9 says this, "God, who has called you into fellowship with His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, is faithful." 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 24 says, "The one who calls you is faithful, and He will do it." And Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23 says, "Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for He who promised is faithful." The Bible teaches that God is faithful, meaning He is reliable, steadfast, trustworthy, and stable. You can believe the promises because you know the promisor. God, your loving Father, is absolutely faithful. Nothing will change His mind about your salvation. Nothing will separate you from His love. Your relationship to God through Jesus is secure. What does God's Word say about the security of your salvation? Let's read Romans chapter 8, verses 38 and 39. The Bible says, "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Let me ask you this question. Can any circumstance separate you from God? Based on Romans 8, 38 and 39, it can't. So your assurance is based on the Word of God. Your assurance is based on the promises of God. Your assurance is based on the character of God. And number four, Your assurance is based on the Spirit of God. To further assure you of your salvation, God has sent living daily proof of your relationship. As an official seal is placed on a contract between two individuals to guarantee the contract's validity, so God has also given a seal or a guarantee of His promise to you. Reading Ephesians 1, 13 and 14, listen and then answer this question. What is the seal given by God as a guarantee of His promise? Listen to the verses now. The Bible says in Ephesians 1, 13 and 14, "And you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in Him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possessions to the praise of His glory." So what's the seal given by God as a guarantee of His promise? It's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is at work within you. And the Holy Spirit at work within you is indisputable proof of your salvation. The Holy Spirit's work in your life will bring changes. Some changes will be gradual. Some will be instant. The inward and outward changes that result are the final proof of your salvation. Listen to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come." Think about this for a moment. What changes have you already seen in your life since you committed it to Jesus Christ? I bet there's been a few, and I bet there's going to be more the rest of your life. I know there will. Therefore, the assurance of your salvation is based on, number one, the Word of God. Number two, the promises of God. Number three, the character of God. And number four, the Spirit of God. Congratulations, you have just taken the first step. I look forward to being with you next time for step two, publicly declare your faith. This curriculum, Beginning Steps, a growth guide for new believers, is reproduced with permission of the North American Mission Board, Alpharetta, Georgia. All rights reserved. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.